Organized retail theft, or boosting, is on the rise. Shoplifting has gone big time. It's costing retailers billions, and consumers end up paying more for merchandise. Yesterday, we talked about how professional thieves are banding together to steal everything from infant formula to clothing. Today, we look at where those shoplifted goods end up and what steps are being taken to fight the crime. We begin on the fifth floor of the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., at the agency's major theft unit.
We just recently moved into the criminal enterprise branch.
Dan Wright is the head of the division. He says the unit has begun a new initiative, working with retail groups to fight organized theft.
We've got intelligence analysts through the middle section of the unit and then in the back.
Wright won't divulge too much information about which retailers have been hit by organized boosting crews. He does say that there have been large-scale thefts of infant formula in areas along the West Coast. In other areas of the country, organized crews have stolen large quantities of tobacco products and over-the-counter medicines.
It's very lucrative, like a complex interstate or international narcotics investigation. You can track millions of dollars. You know, we've looked at the profits in some of these major organizations that we've investigated, and we have a huge money flow through these organizations, and it is in the millions.
Where do these gangs come from?
We have crews that operate regionally. We have some that are connected with traditional organized crime, Russian organized crime. We do have South American theft groups operating in the U.S., and just like any criminal organization, they do bring people in, quite often put them down at the low levels, out on the street, shoplifting. They may not know a great deal about the organization, but they are very efficient at getting in and shoplifting goods, and then collectively you have enough of those people doing that, the take at the end of the day can be pretty significant.
How do they go about doing it? What have you seen?
Well, again, these are well-organized crews and theft groups that we'll take to the street. They have crew bosses. They typically will have specific orders that they're trying to fill. They'll move onto the street with their theft groups that will saturate an area, move into retail outlets. And they literally have a shopping list in many cases. They've already targeted the goods. The thieves have already been told by the organization even what they'll be paid for particular products.
This is kind of mind-boggling. They'll have a shopping list and orders that come from somebody that says what, I want 50 cases of infant formula or something like that?
Right. It's well organized.
Wright declined to go into detail about the FBI's operations against organized boosting crews, but he said the Bureau is following the money trail and the gang's organizational charts. The stolen merchandise often ends up back in retail shops after being resold to either unsuspecting or unscrupulous merchants. It can also end up being sold overseas or closer to home on the streets or at flea markets. The National Retail Federation is also tracking internet sales of shoplifted goods. The Federation's Dan Butler works with 1,500 loss prevention units and stores around the country.
What we're finding is that some people are selling items, offering them for bid on an auction site that they don't own and they don't have in their possession. Once they find a buyer for it, they'll use either a stolen credit card or they'll go out and steal the merchandise from the retailer to fill the order, and then they'll ship it to the customer. Hmm. The customer gets it. They don't know that they've bought something that's stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't know that their card number was used to facilitate the movement of stolen merchandise. So retailers have really begun to look at this very closely and very aggressively to try and find out who's doing this and what happens.
One online auction house we contacted, eBay, said its website makes clear that listing stolen property is illegal. A spokesman said if it is confirmed that an item is stolen, the listing will be taken down. Besides, the spokesman said, eBay is not a good place for criminals to fence goods because the site is transparent. He noted that all sellers must give their name, address, phone number, and credit information. Dan Butler, with the Retail Federation, says organized criminals aren't just using the internet to fence goods.
We're also beginning to see people who are trying to knock off a website of a company. So it might be a retailer, could be a gas company, any other kind of business. Mm-hmm. And they try to make their website look like it is the website of the retailer. So maybe they'll have in their domain name the name of a retail company followed by dot company dot something something something. But and so at first glance, it might look like it's a retailer's website, and it isn't.
That must be a nightmare for the companies.
It certainly is a new area, and I think whenever you have new technology, you go through growing pains of figuring out how do we prevent fraud there. And you know, when you look at online theft, it's no different than the store theft, where the retailers are always fighting the fact that the criminals know what they know about fighting fraud. They learn about the technologies we use, and they know where we have deficiencies.
So we asked Dan Wright at the FBI how consumers can make sure they're not buying stolen property.
I think a lot of it, of course, comes down to common sense and some due diligence on the part of the consumer. It's not always easy to tell, of course, whether or not you're buying stolen product. I guess that might take us back to the old adage, if it looks too good to be true, perhaps it is. And if they have any questions, contact the local police, contact the FBI.
Meantime, a bill to toughen the penalties for shoplifting by organized crews is awaiting a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The so-called Organized Retail Theft Act would make this type of shoplifting a federal felony. The bill would impose prison terms of up to 10 years for anyone associated with organized retail theft. That includes the thieves, the fences, repackagers, wholesalers, retailers, and flea market operators.